Hi, and welcome to the Dewing Grain podcast. Dewing Grain are independent and local grain traders. From seed supply to harvest movement and storage contracts, they can offer you the best strategies to achieve the highest prices for your harvest. Each week on our podcast, we begin with the market report, giving you up-to-date information and analysis, followed by the farm chat, where we catch up on agricultural issues with a guest or two. So let's start with Andrew Dewing for this week's market report. And don't forget, you can always check current market prices on the homepage of our website, dewinggrain.co.uk.
Welcome to the market report. What follows are my thoughts or gut instincts on what the market is going to do. It is not an instruction to trade. Any decision to trade is yours. Market report for April the 1st, 2024. So let's start with prices of oilseed rape. They've gone up, they've gone down, they've gone up, they've roared all over the place. At this precise second, they are 350x, which is 10 quid off what it was about 2 days ago. Pretty volatile market. We're not going to do anything this side of the weekend. Obviously, you are this side of the weekend now. You're right over there. It's right the other side of Easter, isn't it? But yeah, at this precise second, we still feel friendly to prices in the short term, especially bearing in mind the new crop price for oilseed rape is harvest about 362. So you can't lose if you keep hold of it until then and sell it. So yeah, I think 350 for old crop is a little bit too low. Going on to feed barley, that's been had a really fabulous period. It's now worth 145x for sort of May movement. Yeah, a good price compared to 132, which it was about 3 weeks ago. I don't see any point in hanging on to it. And if I compare that to a harvest price, currently it's about 147, 148x. So there's not really a lot of point in hanging on to that one in terms of immediate price benefit for hanging on just over the line into next season. So doing the same with feed wheat. Old crop feed wheat for May is 165, which is a good price compared to where it's recently been. 167 June, 170x for July in East Anglia. Obviously, in other parts of the country, it's more money than that. Up north, because they've got more consumption than production, and recently they haven't been selling it from the farm. Now, I think this recent rally that has seen a fair bit of farmer activity. So I do think there has been some farmers opening the doors and letting some go, and quite rightly so. The rally was £20 a tonne from bottom to top. We are currently trading at £12 above the bottom. That's a big return, you know, to the dark days of February and early March. So, you know, bear that in mind. Our view on old crop wheat is that it is overvalued. We see the usual thing that happens in April, where the people who are long of futures suddenly realize they've got to write a check out on May the 1st, and they go, ooh, I think I'll get out of those. Now, there's a possibility that a couple of big companies own all of the futures, and they might be able to squeeze it and go, you know what, I'll just absorb them. I've got a magic secret place I'm going to take it all to. But I don't think so. I think what will happen is, eventually, the guys who have to sell before next harvest will come to the market, and that will be cheaper than the stuff in the futures stores. And as usual, they'll end up holding something that in some stores that are kind of inconvenient or in the wrong place. Anyway, we've had that conversation 6 years on the trot, and it's happened 6 years on the trot. So, you know, number seven, I predict, year seven, it will come under pressure relative to everything else on old crop wheat. So the spread, which is currently about 22 quid between May and November, I think will go out further. I think it will go to at least 25 and possibly more. But that will come, as I say, later in the month or as the month of May unfolds. Another thing to consider on old crop is the volume of milling wheat steaming into this country. The millers are filling their boots with foreign wheat, which is obviously very supportive of the UK farmer. And it's cheap, and they can justify that because they can, because they're millers and they need cheap wheat. It is meaning that the old crop milling premium is going to start coming under pressure, and it isn't so short supplied as it was once before. So that's something that is occurring and will affect the volume of wheat available to be traded from the UK. There is more wheat coming in. So that should shock somebody at some point. So moving on to, while we're on the subject of feed wheat, we'll do the new crop thing as well. Harvest value currently 170, which is the same as the July price, so there's no point hanging it for another month. Value for November currently ex-farm 182. So there's 12 quid premium over harvest, or 12 quid premium over the July price ex-farm in East Anglia. So you can see a carry. It doesn't sound like 25 quid to you, but there's reasons for that, and I can't be bothered to explain it on this podcast because I've done it too many times in other years. Go back to March, April podcasts 5-6 years ago and you'll have the answer. But right now, 12 quid, X-Farm difference is what you're worth. I think that will go out. That might mean old crops going down and new crops holding firm, or both of them are going down, old crops going down quicker than the other one. Not totally convinced new crops going to go down that much in the short term, because we've got yet another wet week forecast. There's been brief glimmers of sunshine, or we think it's sunshine. It's a yellow thing in the sky, and we're not used to it. But, you know, so when it does shine, the days are longer, the land has dried out a fair bit, and we have cracked on with a fair few things. But we need it to stay dry and get drier for some of the really heavy bits and the wet bits. I had someone who's pumped a pond out 3 times to enable the water from the fields to go into the pond to enable them to get the field to dry out. And I think that, you know, it's a sign of this year that's gone. But if it keeps banging down with rain next week, that really is irritating, because there is still sugar beet to come out. And the field that's got the sugar beet in should be having spring barley in it. And the spring barley isn't going to get until the beet comes out, which means the spring barley will be April barley. Cuckoo barley, as they used to say. Which, for the uninitiated, means that if you hear a cuckoo before the spring barley goes in, it ain't going to be no good. But the possibility is it will mean higher nitrogens, which means you have to put less fertiliser on in order to protect the nitrogen levels. But I'm sure you all know that. What else is there to talk about? Malting barley. Malting barley, old crop, pretty slow at the moment. And there's been some trades recently. The market has perked up. It depends what you've got, where you've got it. You know, 185s in round figures, 210x, 215x maybe, depending. That's about its value. Yeah, that's kind of all over by the shouting. New crop is going to be very, very weather dependent. With the recent rise in the futures price, the whole market's moved up. So if you had new crop craft and you wanted to move it immediately at harvest time, currently we'd pay 205 delivered into one of our stores. And on spring barley, it'd be 215 delivered into one of our stores for a lower nitrogen crop, 165 basis. So that's pretty decent. It's over 200 and kind of tolerable, I would say. The wetness means potatoes aren't going in, sugar beet are not going in, sugar beet are not being lifted, spring barley is not being planted, fertilizer is not going on, and spraying is getting behind. And so there's a multitude of things that are going to keep the farmer grumpy and are going to start impeding on the yield of next year. And consequently, that's why I think the market won't go down very much. Anyway, I will remind everybody that this podcast goes out on the 1st of April. So if you're particularly bright, you'll work out what that means. And if you're particularly dim or American, you won't know what I'm talking about. But please enjoy our market chat for April the 1st, 2024. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Please remember that any decision to trade on this opinion is yours.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you for listening and to ask you to help us grow our audience by leaving a rating and review telling us what you like about our podcast. On Apple Podcasts, you can easily do this by scrolling down our show page, selecting a star rating, and tapping Write a Review.
Okay, this week it is the first podcast in April, and the 1st of April it is. So we're going to start this with some really, really exciting news. We've got two bits of fantastically exciting news that we've been holding back for quite a long time.
Hang on a minute, Webby and I are here first.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Morning.
Well, are you happy for me to make first announcement?
I can tell by the excitement on your face.
So, well, you must be excited by this.
It's great. We don't often have something as exciting to say, so yeah.
This is Graham Rutt. You've been working on this for quite some time. And we're really
all my life.
And we're really pleased.
Yeah.
Really pleased for you.
This is the brilliant news. It's brilliant news for farmers in the UK. This is where we can actually really make a difference. We've been wanting to do this for so long. And we've been having some very secret talks all over the country with all the key farmer cooperative stores, right?
Yeah.
And I'm very pleased to announce that all of the marketing from all the cooperative stores is going to come through Doing Grain for next year.
Fantastic. And fantastic.
I mean, Ian...
It has been an obvious fit for a while, given
our skills, our market, our track record...
And it's great. It's massively up our profile, and it's great.
The thing, there's lots gone into this, the encryption thing we've got, you know, because each week we're going to pass the information to the stores about what they've got to do. encrypted messages via the podcast. So the podcast has got now double use. So it'll sound gobbledygook to everybody else, but we'll come out with a certain code.
It almost sounds like slightly wartime kind of like secret
enigma,
coding.
Except no one's captured the machine, have they?
That machine would be Webby.
He's been very, very instrumental in the the actual...
Did he help develop the code?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Well, breasts.
No. This is important.
No, it is important. It's very good news.
People who don't know, who aren't part of the cooperative sector, are not going to know what we're talking about, and they're going to think we're strange. Yeah. So the point is, we'll pass the message down, and there'll be things like, sell or don't sell. You know, no, don't sell it this week. Refuse flatly. No, we're not going to sell it.
Yeah.
Those sorts of instructions, collectively, it's going to make a big impact, isn't it?
Huge. It will help sort the consumers out, I think, as well.
Do you think they'll be upset by this?
I don't think they need to be. I think they, you know.
They're not going to be nice to us. Yes, they have. Oh, yes, they have.
Yeah, I mean, we could work in closer with some of the consumers. I mean, we will be.
Does that mean go to free rugby matches and have lots of free drinks and stuff like that? Oh,
is that
I'm not saying that people do that in this industry, but we've never been invited, have we? But if we suddenly have that much power, we might get, like, you know...
Our email inboxes might be full on Monday morning.
Well, mine are full. I never read them. Well, you know, so there's...
It's a great thing.
Of that first.
Not only is it a good thing, it's a good thing for the UK trade as well as a whole. And UK farmers.
We might have the influence on things like, you know, grow or not grow.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, we have a little bee on our bonnet about some commodities. Should people grow rape?
Yeah.
Until it meets cost of production. If it meets the cost of production, then we'll give it the thumbs up. Otherwise, we won't. How about that?
I mean, the rest of the trade will be relieved because it'll take a lot of weight off their mind, knowing that we're now doing all that marketing.
Well, again, we're prepared to, you know, share some of the love if they're going to be reasonable with us, but should shed a few costs, I'd have thought.
Yeah, I mean, you probably get... that's a good point. In some other companies, you might be able to get rid of some expensive traders.
Indeed. Yeah, and we'll keep the cheap traders here. Who needs to earn too much money? Not us. Lots of these schemes, you know, grow for a market. You know, is that all about the farmer's ego? Or is that all about the actual end user getting more out of it than the farmer? You know, stuff like that. We might just be able to ramp up the value back to the farm was the thinking. That's what I've sold it on. It's, you know, it's got through to a number of these chairmen. Some of them are a bit difficult. You know, some of the northern lads don't like my
Yorkshire
accent.
It's been a very long time coming, but you've been ultra passionate. So a lot of time and effort, and yeah, it's paid off.
Yeah.
Arise, Sir Andrew, for services to agriculture.
That inevitably is going to be coming along shortly, I'd have thought. But, you know.
No, well, congratulations.
So to have one stupendous piece of news is one thing.
Yep.
But the other one, this is the ego trip of all, isn't it?
This is one of your crowning glories.
This is it, in the sense that we've been working very closely with the John Innes and UEA plant bleeding. That's where the genomes for all cereal varieties are. Mm. Local to Norfolk, not much of a trip up the road. And we've been pressing with some help on varieties. Mm. And one of the varieties of barley that they've come up with,
malting barley.
Yeah, malting. And it's you know, for us, it's important in Norfolk, not so important in other parts of the country where they can't grow it and they pretend they can. But over here and in certain key areas around the UK, this variety is perfect. It's a dual-purpose variety. Mm. It is going to be very important in the malting industry and obviously the distilling, which is dual-purpose. But more importantly, it's got a very unique aspect to it in that you can make ale and you can make bitter. But it reacts to the colour and the fizz of lager, and it refuses to actually be made into lager.
To work into a lager, yeah.
Which kind of suits us.
And it could also go into distilling, can it?
Yeah, distilling, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the name of it?
Well, that's the point. Because it's actually, they were looking for an ideal name for a bold, healthy, world-beating variety, and they came up with the name of Dewing.
Dewing.
I'm really honoured. I mean, it's what a lovely thing to say.
We were discussing with the guys helping on the marketing and some of the branding to get it out there. And one of the strap lines put out there was Norfolk and good.
Yeah.
I quite like it. It's classic Norfolk whether or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be quite interesting to hear what our listeners have got to say, whether that's a good strap line.
I think it works, doesn't it? Norfolk and good.
It's got good disease resistance, hasn't it?
Well, it's all of those positive
statements. That's fantastic
statements,
they've been working
which is,
on this.
You know, yeah. And the fact they could see that in us, that it's like, Andrew, you've been around a fair time. It's your time.
But the cleverest part of it is actually some of the genetic modification that
has been used. Yeah, this is interesting, isn't it?
So, quite cleverly, that the malting barley that's used within the brew, mm-hmm. any consumer of said brew, then body reacts and release a natural pheromone, which instantly makes them look attractive to the opposite sex.
Yeah. Well, women in the case of...
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so,
assuming men...
A helping hand for
farmers. It's very sexist of you to suggest that just men drink beer, but...
Yeah. But I think it also helps you lose weight as well, so...
Yeah, so it's the weight loss, pheromone release, making you attractive to women. That's the other reason why they actually called it dewing, because I've had that all my life. What's funny about that?
I mean, it's fantastic.
You don't understand, because you're blokes, but I mean, when you are sexy... You just are.
I mean, it would help if it made you a bit taller. But
I don't need to be taller. You don't. When you're lying down, mate, you don't need to be bloody tall.
dewing. It is.
Yeah. The new malting.
When's the release of this?
It will actually be out for next spring's planting. We've got to wait a whole year before it's planted.
But, okay.
It's a spring barley.
Fantastic.
And it is. Yeah, it is the one that everyone should be looking to grow.
Yeah. Well, that's I think that's been 2 years of hard work that's come good.
Yeah.
Beyonce, better watch out.
Well, I better have a couple of pints in front of her. She'll have no... The pheromones will be flowing then, lad. And that's enough excitement, really, for this 1st of April podcast. The only other thing I've got to say is our podcast walk this month, we missed March. So the what three words for this month's podcast walk is events, diner, rated. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for coming in. I mean, we're expecting the phone to go red hot when this goes out. This is the first announcement of these two sensational pieces of news. So
breaking news, you've heard it here first. Yeah.
No time for a holiday next week.
Yeah, congrats.
All right, well done, lads. Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get updates on new episodes and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at Dewing Grain. Alternatively, you can call us on 01263 731 550 or email info@dewinggrain.co.uk.